All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, if you live in Birmingham, you might want to go and look at buying an electric leaf blower, because it's possible that gas-powered leaf blowers could be banned in the near future. Okay. So the Birmingham City Commission met on Monday night to discuss a new ordinance that would ban gas-powered leaf blowers in the city by the summer of 2026. So you still have a little bit of time, but, you know, start looking early,
is
maybe.
Is it because of the noise?
That's part of it, yes. So they say the reason is to protect the peace, health, safety, and welfare of people in the city, and to promote the city's sustainability goals by reducing noise, pollution, and other negative effects from leaf blowers.
Mm. So the gallon of gas that a leaf blower takes versus trucks,
now
cars.
They wouldn't be the first city to do this. Ann Arbor already did this. They passed the ordinance banning gas-powered leaf blowers during the summer months. They want to get a total ban by 2028. So Birmingham would not be the first city to be doing this. But they did pass this resolution in support of the ban last year, which would eliminate the gas-powered leaf blowers by July 1st of 2026. And right now they're in the process of like drafting the ordinance language and then seeing how to move forward in the next steps. And it sounds like a lot of the residents are divided. They have mixed reactions.
Yeah.
Some don't really care and say that's totally fine, I don't mind. Others say, well, this is ridiculous.
Well, to John's point, I don't know that the leaf blowers are ruining our atmosphere. Like, to me, and I drive an EV, yeah, it's a convenience argument for me. I have an electric mower. It's a convenience argument. I have no issue if someone wants to drive a gas car or use a gas mower or a gas leaf blower.
Well, and you ask somebody with a small yard, and you're like, yeah, okay, fine, an electric leaf blower is fine. You ask somebody that's picking up a lot of leaves or maintaining a large lawn.
If we don't have a gas-powered leaf blower, and like we bought like an industrial, like,
sure,
what,
the backpack leaf blower.
You have to have it, or we live in the forest. Like, we don't have, there's no other way that we'd be able to get, I mean, there would be another way, right? You can get a
pain
rake
in the ass.
Yeah. I guess, but it would be a backbreaking labor for sure, without a doubt. So just a heads up for those in Birmingham. A 10-year-old girl who vanished in Louisiana in the woods is now back home with her family thanks to a thermal imaging drone that tracked her. You guys, this little girl went missing. This was around 10 p.m. on September 14th because she was sleepwalking. She sleepwalked into the woods and basically found a nice place to lay down. And the footage shows her curled up and sleeping when the drone was like flying around trying to find her, because she was sleepwalking. They say this girl is missing for over 24 hours. She was found in a dense area of the woods about 300 yards from where she had previously been spotted on trail camera. So thankfully, she's home. She's fine, but could have been a much different situation had they not had this thermal imaging drone.
Yeah.
Speaking of wild, after being abducted at 6 years old, a missing child was found 70 years later, alive and well. In 1951, this little boy, 6 years old, Louis Albino, he was playing in a park in Oakland, California. He was kidnapped by a woman who took him to the East Coast to raise him as her son. And that's exactly what she did. Now, more than seven decades later, he was found thanks to the help of online ancestry tests, some old photographs, some newspaper clippings. The story got a big break in 2020 when this guy's niece took one of those online DNA tests, matched with him. And then from there, more family members took more DNA tests and they determined, yes, this is this long lost boy we've been looking for forever. And in June, the family was reunited, started, you know, connecting again as brother.
That's amazing.
To brother. Yeah. His mom, His real mom.
His real mom, yeah.
Birth mom has passed away. So has the woman who's kidnapped him
and raised him.
Yeah. She's also passed as well.
It's wild.
So that is crazy. Wild. Yeah. It's a wild story.
It's Heather with the news.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.